So congrats on the doubleheader sweep. Can you just talk about the team's performance?
Yeah, I think we are at this moment, we're just trying to have fun. We're just trying to, grind out some wins, and we're just, really working hard to control what we can control at the plate and in the field. And I think we're doing a good job of that.
And then for you to have two hits in both games, so what was going right for you?
Yeah, I think right now I'm just trusting my eyes and trusting my hands. And honestly, I'm just staying in a positive mindset and just remembering that this is fun. So I'm seeing the ball well, and I'm just making good contact.
And then speaking of fun, this is your second year. Can you just talk about how this sophomore season has been going for you personally?
It's going great. Little struggles here and there, but this is a game of failure, and I just have to remember that. So I'm just trying to stay positive, and I'm having a great time being able to help my team in any way I can.
And then can you just talk about the team's mindset? Both games relatively close, and Bucknell putting the ball in play. Just what was the team's focus during the doubleheader?
Yeah, I think right now, our games have been close, but I think right now we're just trying to focus on one play at a time. We're just keeping it simple, not trying to do too much. We only have to have one run to beat the team, and that's where we're at right now. But we're going to keep pushing it, and hopefully it all come together soon.
Well, and then to end with that, what is it going to take to complete the sweep tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we're just going to have to come back ready to go. No one's going to hand it to us, so we just got to stay focused and keep battling at the plate and having good at bats and staying clean on the field.
And actually, one final question. Y'all now lead the nation with the longest active road win streak. What's kind of been the secret to the team's success, having success away from home?
Yeah, I think wherever we go, we're just ready to compete no matter where we are. Our fans follow us. That's always great. Having good coaches stand behind you, great team chemistry. We're always just here playing for each other no matter where we are.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, it wasn't stressful, but I'm sure at the same time it wasn't easy for you as a coach. Just overall, your thoughts on both games.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of the first game, they put a lot of balls in play, and I think that we did a great job defensively to start, but I think that we gave away a little bit too much, whether that be a walk or a hit by pitch, or even we had a couple miscues up the middle. I think we just got to do a better job of shutting that down so we're not seeing their lineup more and more. But I thought AB was spitting the ball pretty well. I thought Casey dominated. I thought Casey looked great. She was spitting the ball, hitting her spots. And I think with Case, obviously, I think they had maybe two hits off her, and one was pretty soft. So we'll take that any day. But I thought she really executed. And offensively, we had a lot of hits. I think we just got to do a better job of stringing things together and finding a way to score more runs in a timely manner.
And then I'm sure you're glad. Obviously, you want Kayla to get on base every time, but this is one of those days where you weren't really relying on her for the offensive production.
Yeah, I know. It was nice to be kind of spread through. I mean, I think pregame, I just told them, like, we got to swing like we want to hit, not like we want to get out, or trying to prevent ourselves from getting out. And I feel like we got to flip that switch a little bit to be a little bit more aggressive. And maybe sometimes that's going to cause us outs, but at the end of the day, you're not going to hit if you don't attack, and you're not going to hit if you don't swing the bat. So I think for us, it was just a matter of trying to find a way to string things together and actually throw our barrels.
And you now lead the nation in triples with 24. Can you just talk about what is that secret to team success and even comparing to the 2018 team?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's just a matter of like hitting the ball in the right spot. But we have a couple kids with some speed. But yeah, I mean, for us, there's some deeper gaps and some bigger fields that we played on. We've been able obviously to execute. But I think for us, it's more about just never being satisfied with the double. I think we're always looking for that extra base. And I think we've gone caught in it maybe once. And I still question. I think she was safe. But I think for us, it's kind of just pushing the boundaries of saying like, okay, we're never satisfied. Like, you get to two, but let's not take the double. Let's see if we can push it a little bit more. So if someone doesn't pick it up cleanly, or they're not getting to it fast enough, we're going to take three.
And then she ended the first game with a really nice throw. Can you just talk about Kayla at shortstop and what she's been doing this season?
I mean, Kayla's a shortstop now. And I think the one part that people don't recognize about last year is Kayla was an outfielder who we transitioned in because we needed her. And I think she's done a heck of a job. And I think now she identifies as an infielder, and you can tell she's getting more and more comfortable. So, she has a cannon. It's just a matter of her continuing to make plays and throwing people out.
And then finally, what is it going to take tomorrow to complete the sweep?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to play a complete game. That's going to be offense, defense, and pitching. So You know, I think it's a good team. It's a scrappy team. I think they look a lot better than they did last year. So they're definitely putting stuff together. So we just got to keep them off the base pass and not let up that big hit. But, you know, I think for us, we gave a few things away today in the first game. We got to shut that down.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty.